make his deeds known. Give thanks to Adonai, the Lord. Call on his name. Make his deeds known among the peoples. Psalm 105, verse 1. In 1980, my parents were in a motorcycle accident. It was a rainy spring day on a small city's main road at a stoplight where they found themselves under the wheels of a pallet semi. When Dad realized the light had turned, he assessed the situation and used his legs to push Mom out of the truck's path, pushing himself further in. The truck moved forward with Mom's legs being crushed and Dad counting three thuds as he lay there helpless. His midsection and legs took the weight, breaking every bone, 52 in each foot, just for starters. He was in critical care for 7 days. When he pulled out of it, his doctor told us, we didn't save him. We opened him up and there was so much blood, we couldn't see anything. So we closed him up and waited for him to die. But he didn't. Sing to him, sing praises to him, talk about his wonders. Psalm 105, verse 2. Dad was in traction for months. His medical professionals said he would never walk again. It took some time, but he did walk, and over time, his limp nearly disappeared. He was called home by God in 2017, 37 years after the doctors gave up. What's the first amazing gift from God that comes to your mind? Make his deeds known among the peoples. Psalm 105, 1. It's our duty to make the Holy Trinity famous. People need to know that Father does not reserve miracles for only those closest to him, but for all who will seek him. How can they believe if no one is talking about it? How can you keep quiet about the things you have seen? Why would you want to? Oftentimes it's best to remain silent, but when Father reminds you of the ways he has worked in your life, there's a twofold message in it. One is for you, and one is to share. So trust comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through a word proclaimed about the Messiah, Romans 10:17. What will you proclaim today about our Lord?